Teresa, you heard this powerful presentation tonight. What did you take away from it?
We're hoping that we can use this as a springboard to continue working towards helping the community, setting up some programming, doing some additional work with parents, trying to help others see the need for the services to help people with addictions and prevention so that people don't feel the need to go to drugs and alcohol.
People are getting their services in jail as far as addiction counseling. It's kind of a never-ending battle.
Exactly. Some of our prevention services funding is being cut because there are a lot of other needs on the state level as well. Tobacco funding is under the gun right now. That's one area that is a gateway drug as well. Prevention works. We need to maintain that funding. We want to prevent people from getting into the cycle of addiction, into prison. We want to keep people who need help with addiction out of the prison system, get the mental health services and the addiction counseling and such that they need.